parents can hear me.
Welcome to the Grateful Shows podcast, exploring the world of Grateful Dead live shows through history, philosophy, fiction, and poetic meditations. I'm your guide, host, and author, JY Pod, asking you to join me as we take a step back. It's set two at the Cumberland County Civic Center in Portland, Maine, Sunday, May 11th, 1980. Once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. Shall we go? Grateful Shows, Tour Book 1, Show Number 6, the Cumberland County Civic Center, Portland, Maine, Sunday, May 11th, 1980. Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mind. Set 2, Scarlet Begonias. Tuning says Scarlet, the band says Scarlet, and Phil says Scarlet, so a Scarlet it is. Having last played in Baltimore a lifetime ago, we check our watches to see how far we've come. Jerry's got that tone working. He splays notes across the sky, heaters thrust into orbit. How to convey this to the uninitiated? Doctor, is there an empath in the house? Face it, not many people in 1980 were running around trumpeting their empathy skills. Not to brag, but this empath senses a transition into a fire. And as goes the fire, so goes the rest of the show. The fun lies in dissecting the transition itself. Are they feeling it? Is Phil on board? Does it spark joy? If the answer to any of these three questions is yes, then the show is in excellent hands. All killer, no filler. That should have been a bumper sticker, or at least a t-shirt. But the perfectionist in us needs a wordplay on Phil's name so it reads, all killer, no filler, with a PH. However, this undermines Phil's value, which has the opposite effect and makes for terrible copy. They'll never hire us at BBDO. Better to bag the whole idea and let the jam drift into fire on its own accord. Phil leads the way as usual. Technically, it's Jerry, but you already knew that. On with the segue. Fire on the Mountain. A truncated, Jerry-led guitar phrasing leaps into the fire. Heady, to say the least. Flashbacks to last Sunday. Was it really that long ago? We are mere babes in Joyland, suckling the first drops of this excellent spring 1980 stuff. A week later, and look at us, seasoned by the flow of the decade's first proper East Coast tour. A fully formed journey that broadens horizons across several physical and mental states. Suddenly, Jerry has had enough of playing around. He hits the distortion, and out comes a ferocious tiger, screeching a damn tone that sears the brains of everyone here. The band is in full bloom, a bouquet bequeathed to the faithful, be they mothers or not. We accept this offering with a prayer for the betterment of all humanity. We hope this feeling of bliss will one day spread and become known to legions of fans and non-fans alike who happen to stumble across this particular space and time. Fire has cooked our brains until the skull splits right the hell open, in turn freeing 10,000 years of dust. Scholars, yogis, and monks spend lifetimes pursuing this state. Philosophers, no matter how passionate their beliefs, will never understand the intense ferocity required to gain such mental acuity. This must be one of the most aggressive versions of Fire on the Mountain ever. An experience equal parts pain and pleasure, or 60-40 for some of you. You know who you are. We have been branded by the light, and although it may not have been the longest pairing ever performed, the intensity and intent with which it was performed have carved an indelible mark on our being, which we will take to the grave. Feel like a stranger. Gotta love these second set strangers. It's a band means business signal. Thanks to the previous gnarly vibes, we arrived battle-tested and ready to roll. My lord, if it is your wish, we shall die on the sword for the cause. Our cause, quote, having a good time all the time, unquote, is noble in its own right. Remember, a life made up entirely of high times can blind one to good fortune because of the lack of a counterbalancing darkness or sadness. Similarly, focusing on one's devotion on a single-minded objective may lead to unbalanced analysis and eventually a world of deception. Bob is here to balance it out. The mood turns a bit evil. Nice. Fuck the fun. Unleash another aspect of a band whose name alone has kept casual music fans away for years. Grateful Dead sounds weird. Great. Then take your ass somewhere else. This is serious stuff, designed for musical achievers, of which we are included and you definitely are not. Best be careful with overconfidence, my friend. Unforeseen consequences lurk at the edge of strong opinions. Playing the discrimination game for too long may leave you looking in from the outside. Citizens who pledged allegiance to the majority ruling party during the war believe they are entirely correct. They've aligned their visions, ideals, and fundamental reasons for adhering to the regime, not to mention the cool uniforms. But regimes end, and with them, the safety they once afforded. Those dyed in the colors of the old party are hunted down, tortured, killed, and exterminated so that a new government may prosper. So, mock those newbies who, quote, don't get it at your own risk. They see your color, the one that won't wash off so easily. And if you don't mind, as you reflect on this, we'll continue into Terrapin Station. Terrapin Station. What a friggin' transition. Given the crazy transitions it has birthed, they should have placed the stranger in the second set more often. Calmly, we move toward Terrapin Station. The band blesses us with the recurring theme of gifts, both received and given, and we cannot help but acknowledge that music itself is a gift to humanity. It comforts us when we are sad, fuels us when we are happy, and remains a trustworthy life companion when everything else has failed. We soak in its beauty and let it purify our hearts until it permits us to cry. Sound lacks a smell or consistency. It cannot be weighed, measured, or used as currency. It simply is. It is a primer on living a pure life. Existing is enough. Serve to further positivity and remain in the service of a higher power of your choosing. There are no rules or roadmaps, but there are hints, emotions, and a quality to the moment that cannot be overlooked. Rare is the man who finds himself in the shadow of the moon, who knows not only where he has come from, but also where he is going. The answer is but one, Terrapin. Terrapin is our nirvana, our mountaintop, our Mecca, a holy place seated in the hand of God. We climbed the mountain and endured the blinding snow and howling wind, hounded by unseen creatures. Untouchable, our goal is but one. Get to Terrapin. A heavy, heavy version. It rips ribs from beneath our skin and leaves us gasping for air like fish flung upon a trawler's deck. Out of our element, in a world of confusion, with bright lights and unfamiliar colors, we know it's the end. A second option appears. A room adorned with iridescent petals in full bloom, spinning invitingly. One chance to enter. Wordlessly, we do so. Playing in the band. And just in time. Playing in the band throws us a lifeline. Thanks, Bob, for the chance to release all that pent-up energy. The instructions posted in the iridescent flower room direct you to gather as many as you want with the sole purpose of distributing them throughout the arena. You fill the provided wicker basket and toss its contents into the air, ecstatic as the colors fill the arena with a painting of your own making. Others follow suit, and before long, the Civic Center is awash in landscapes, abstractions, and self-portraits. Petals and more petals float like snowflakes. Some folks try to catch them with their tongues and are instantly transported to a collective childhood memory. Removing snow-encrusted thermal underwear from the dryer, the aroma of hot chocolate in the kitchen wafting toward their noses. Your legs are numb and red. Change into a pair of sweatpants and rush upstairs, where the aroma of cinnamon and freshly baked cookies greets you. But the kitchen is empty. The house is empty. All you remember is the smell and a vague feeling of security. It dissipates like steam from a noisy humidifier next to your childhood bed in the middle of a playing jam. Whew. Cooler heads say this will trickle off into drums. Readouts on the equilibrium device planted inside the arena indicate that the delicate balance between aggression and tranquility has been reached. With balance restored, it is up to the drummers to dictate the ensuing direction. Drums. All is calm inside the brain. Peacefulness has been restored, a manifestation of what the Japanese called mu, emptiness. The absence of space, the absence of sound. The drummers produce both sound and its absence. Focus on that moment when the stick does not connect with skin. The microseconds when vibrations cease. Concentrate, be still, and observe nothing while thinking nothing, being nothing, and having nothing in a world that ultimately means nothing. This mindset is necessary to power through the final turn of our six-show journey. Display neither sadness nor regret. Be. Want nothing. Let all forms of greed melt away. Let it cease to exist. Things, including emotion and thought, are no longer needed. The band will arrive shortly, then you may return as well. Space. Phil immediately announces his presence, ending all philosophical musings on the nature of emptiness. Now it's all about getting your fill of Phil. Seeking permission to use Phil-based wordplay, sir. Phil himself shoots us a sly grin for remembering. Thanks, Phil. We appreciate it. While on the subject of appreciation, this space is free of the nasties, uglies, and extreme forms of paranoia inherent in previous versions. We may have a chance to escape this one without spinning out. Together, vibrations and frequencies form a harmonious union. With little fanfare, it appears space is no longer. We are home free. Into the final turn we go. Black Peter. And smack into another Black Peter. We'd be bitching up a storm if it were the late 80s, but not in 1980, when Jerry still had such a sweet voice. The mood descends into melancholy, but what better emotion to express the specter of a life-ending event? We solemnly gather here for the last day on Earth of the most beloved member of our prestigious family. He built this fortune, pouring all his sweat and imagination into the business, affording his family an easy life. Don't push. There's plenty of time to calculate your inheritance, the ultimate lottery prize, which you've already mentally spent. The townsfolk muttering about your useless kin are correct. You were born on third base and believe you hit a triple. Small town jealousy does have some merit, though. Your grandfather's legacy remains untainted and is conspicuously absent from their grievances. They left the farms to find higher paying jobs at his factories, which afforded them new clothes, shoes, and even a larger cut of meat for Sunday dinner. They carry his spirit in their hearts and between their palms as they say grace, as do the gods on such a peaceful day. As the sun falls, he knows there is little chance he will see it rise again. But it has been a good life, a noble life, a life that, if given the opportunity, he would choose to live again. Can you say the same? Can you relive your own life without regrets? If the answer is no, go out and do your best to improve the areas that need work. It is never too late to create a life built, not for the praise of others, but for your own self-worth, because you not only engineered the best version of yourself, but also freely gave it away to those in need. The cycle of love continues by letting others know that they are loved. Loving and being loved is the hallmark of a fulfilling life. Thank you for trying. Going down the road, feeling bad. Now for something completely different. The funeral is over. It's wake time, with shots and beer for everyone. It's a party and the whole town is invited. The grit is gone. Introspection and confusion have been cast out. It's simply a good time, as it should be. A toast to all who have chosen to stay with us, and a nod to those who are gone but not forgotten. Jerry has us in his grip. Talon-like notes puncturing and drawing blood. Pain and pleasure are part and parcel, aren't they? Some may say this show has been rough around the edges, but don't tell anyone inside the Civic Center. We are loving it. Maine residents once again enjoy a fantastic show, but what else is new? Something about a show in Maine. The band turns up and consistently turns it up in this underappreciated corner of the United States. The jam refuses to end as Garcia ramps up the energy, moving upward linearly on the graph. As time passes, the axis of fun expands indefinitely. The GDTRFB is in a safe space and no one can tell us otherwise. No time to think about anything. Pump out good vibes, good times, and smiles for miles toward anyone, anywhere. But eventually, all good things must pass. Quick, place a wager on the set ender. A sugar mag would be great, but how else can Bob possibly top this? About to find out as they hit the Bid You Goodnight jam. Come on, come on, let's go, guys. And we hear that little China cap, Bob, you devil. Wait for it. Around and around. Ugh. It's not exactly an A-plus choice, but it's understandable considering the circumstances. It points to yet another double Chuck Berry cover to end it. If this is indeed our tour ending combo, well, so be it. Better to make do with what we've got than to make wine from sour grapes. Just join the happy clap fest already. Everyone deserves some rock and roll. Brent takes the keys and dishes out a fun little number, emphasis on fun. Perspective shifts, and we begin to think, here's to being a positive force, not only during the show, but also in real life. Scream along with Bob and ride his energy and life force into the great wide open. You are young with a whole lifetime to create memories. That in itself is a gift. Either recognize it and capitalize on it, or waste it and rue the choice many years down the road. What are you waiting for? Johnny B. Goode, Chuck Berry, Part 2, The Sequel. Music fires a hail of bullets over our heads. Watch out for strays. So much energy and electricity on stage. Get down, get dirty, or get out. Bare your soul for rock and roll. Howl at the moon and give it up for the greatest band that ever was. Rock and roll is an American institution. As an American, you have the right to dance your ass off. Not only is it a right, but it's also the law, because one never knows when the party will end. Let it loose as if it were the last time, because unfortunately, that day will come. But not tonight, not here, not now, not during this screaming, barn-burning ripper. End of set. Mission accomplished. We love you. Thank you. Encore. Broke down palace. Our adventure comes to a fitting end. It is time to pass the baton to those continuing onward. Broke down palace is a metaphor for the life we have shared with you. Neither pretty nor perfect, we tried our best to be a positive force. Life on the road is filled with adventures and cliches, which, come to think of it, is a cliche itself. One of our personal favorites comes from the pen of Bob Dylan, always on the outside of whatever side that was. An example of this will occur after the show, before dissolving into the present day. After the show, we try to ignore the couple kissing by the car. Who does that happen to? How does it happen? Why is it never us? We long for a hippie girl who generously gives herself and for friends who unexpectedly reach out with news of an extra ticket. Come on, it's only a 4-hour drive. It'll be cool. Even if it wasn't cool, it was, in its own way, a thrill to break the mold. No matter how trivial it seemed at the time. Life on tour is an adventure, but like all great adventures, it too must eventually come to an end. All the emotion and angst felt this week was unforgettable. We hope you felt the same, or at least felt something. A heartfelt thank you to everyone for joining us on this incredible road trip called life. And while our paths may never cross again, we wish you all the very happiest of times, now and forever, into the future and beyond. Until next time, thank you. Hope you had a good one. Thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. Feel free to drop us a line anytime. See you next shows on Grateful Shows. If this reading of Grateful Shows has given you something to sit with, I'd be glad to have you along for the rest of the ride. You can listen on whatever platform suits you best. The link is in the show notes. And if you'd like to go deeper, the written work behind these readings will be available as a complete tour book upon finishing the tour. Again, the link is below. A short note on Podchaser would mean a great deal at this early stage of the show's life. And if you'd like to receive occasional communication about the writing and what's coming next, the newsletter sign-up is in the show notes too. Thank you so much for listening.